B-Pod Studios.
This is Felger.
Felgstradamus.
And Mass.
You're not going to get anybody half decent for free.
Presented by DraftKings on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, Mass, what do you know?
What I know is what I told you I know. That my understanding is the Celtics were interested in Marvin Williams. They made him an offer. He picked the Bucks. And he picked the Bucks because he thought he had a better chance to win there because the Bucks are going to the finals, which he's right about. But that's another story for another day. That was my understanding. Look, as much as I think the Celtics and their fans love the players on the bench and overrate the players on the bench.
Thank you.
There is no way you don't cut someone off the, you know, the bottom 10% of your roster to avoid a buyout signing. There's no way. No team would do that.
This was written on the team-owned website. I mean, NBC Sports Boston.
You still haven't answered my question. Who wrote it?
To get a guy. I don't know. I didn't write down the author. I think it was a...
Probably Forsberg.
No, would you look it up? Yeah, it's. Sure. I'm sorry.
Jacob Kamenker?
Yeah, I think it's like a...
I don't know, Jacob. I'm trying to dump on him.
Joint effort?
Me neither. It was... I don't know who wrote it.
Aggregator.
Aggregator. But that's not... I don't mean to diminish the kid by calling him an aggregator. Someone wrote it.
Okay.
Not Forsberg, though, or a Sherrod, I don't think. However, to get a guy like Williams, the Celtics would have had to part ways with one of the players on their already full. I love that part. Already full 15-man roster? That could have meant parting ways with Javonte Green or Vincent Poirier, giving up on a young asset that has flashed at points in the season. That's the point. That's the one that should make anyone puke in their mouth. Whether you think they're going to the finals or not, that you would hold on to Javonte Green or Vincent Poirier and that you think your 15-man roster is full. That is, okay, so that sends me through the roof. Now, did the Celtics offer him a deal? So a Celtics reporter, I don't want to out him because I don't know if he's written this or not, but a Celtics beat guy in the middle of this texted me and said money was the same for Williams in Milwaukee and Boston. He thought he had a better chance to win in Milwaukee and had a chance for more minutes there. Okay? How do we know Boston offered anything? And that last line, really. So the last line I said, the last line being, had a chance for more minutes there. So wait a minute.
So that part is, I don't know.
Okay, so wait a minute.
Not enough room.
Milwaukee's on pace for 70 wins. They have a deep-ass team. And they are more willing to sit one of those guys than Boston is to set Javonte Green, Vincent Poirier. So it sort of ties into what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
There's no minutes for you here, dude. Where Milwaukee, the best team in the league, says, yeah, we can use you. You'll have minutes.
Yeah.
But Boston says, no, we don't want to upset the chemistry or the minutes that we're giving to Brad Wanamaker and Javonte Green.
Okay, another layer to this, which I find fascinating.
Please do.
According to Adam Himmelsbach, Kemba Walker spent a month trying to recruit Williams to Boston. A month of recruitment, and he said no.
And they told him, you're not going to get minutes because we have to give them to Javonte Green.
Which is tampering.
Not Javonte Green. Would you stop with that?
Then to who?
For crying out loud.
Then to who?
So look, this part of it, I
have no Semi Ojeleye.
Right, no, Semi's got to play, man.
So we can't upset Semi Ojeleye's role on this.
So this part I agree with. I can't speak to the minutes part. You know, so if the Celtics didn't do a good enough sell job, then that one's on them. You know, but I'm telling you, I think at the end of the day, the money was the same between Boston and Milwaukee, and this guy picked Milwaukee because he thought he had a better chance to win.
How about the minutes? How about the minutes? Let's discuss that.
Or Grant Williams, you can't give up the 15.
No.
He needs 15. Or Robert Williams is going to get 14 a night.
Those guys need their minutes. Don't you understand? We can't. No. We'll bring you in here, you know, veteran minimum, but you're going to have to, you know, we have to see how you work against Semi Ojeleye and Grant and Marvin Williams is like, who?
If you were a free agent, who would you pick?
If I were a free agent, who would I pick?
Milwaukee or Boston?
The team that gave me the most minutes.
Milwaukee.
Yeah, because it'd give me more. Give me more minutes.
No, because they have a better chance to win.
Given the report that you have with Kemba Walker,
I wouldn't pick that team if I wasn't playing. I want to pick the team to go where I got no minutes.
Yeah, maybe this is a reflection on Kemba Walker that he gave the guy a sell job and he couldn't get him here.
I mean, whether I won or not, if I'm getting 0 minutes, what's the point? I'd want to go somewhere where I knew I would play.
Celtics aren't as good as you think they are.
Well, and Danny Ainge agrees.
And everybody in the league knows it.
And Danny Ainge agrees.
The players know it.
Right. So this is the bottom line. Danny Ainge agrees with you. The team is not as good as we think.
Smart guy.
So that's that. I mean, that's it. It's a tough pill to swallow, isn't it, Celtics fans?
No. 4 All-Stars. They're going to be in the finals. You watch.
You're on drugs. They're not beating Milwaukee.
Danny, they are. They are not
beating Milwaukee.
Ainge and Danny Ainge think otherwise.
They'll be lucky if they get to 6 games with Milwaukee.
Exactly. Just a middler.
I don't know how I feel about this real-time manipulation during the segment.
Okay, so that's fair. You're right. You're right to criticize me for that.
We are currently getting by the Celtics in the middle.
No. Honestly, it didn't come during the show. I had heard this.
You got that new Apple Watch.
That's true. I do have
is that
new
an Apple Watch?
It is. Yeah, it's awesome. I love that thing. But it's John Farrell playbook, Jimmy. You get little signals during the show and you just adjust accordingly. This is how the whole thing works. No, I did not get a message during the show. I misspoke on that. I did kind of screw you over a little bit, though, because I knew before I came in, I just didn't know we were going totally down this road.
Oh, yeah.
So I've been running around, you know, I've been in Lake Placid over the weekend, and I completely, absolutely bent the two of you over right there. I totally did.
Not really.
Good job, Maz.
Not really. We got it. No, it's good that they were interested in Marvin Williams, but they just couldn't guarantee the minutes because Danny Ainge, one, doesn't believe in the team, so he might as well play Semi Ojeleye and these young kids because it's a bridge year. So Marvin Williams does nothing to improve your status here as a bridge team, which, boy, that sucks that Ainge and Maz are on the same page. Brian and Chelsea. Go ahead, Brian.
Smart guy.
I don't have a problem with them not trading anyone because there was really no market. It was Bertans and nothing else. What I am upset about is that they didn't go get Drummond or something, because if you look at the return for Drummond, it was nothing, and Danny would have won the trade like he always has to do.
So I'm not bashing for that, Brian. I'm not bashing for that because Drummond took...
It was too much money.
Way too much money. You would have had to move major pieces out. I'm not asking for that. I'm asking for one of these middling sort of moves on the margins that improves your bench to the point where now you're in a 7-game series and someone gives you 12 good minutes in one game that puts you over the top and maybe closes the gap, and they just are reluctant to do it. They're reluctant to part with those useless first round picks. They're reluctant to part with or promise minutes at the expense of the end of that just jaggy bench. And it's just a Celtic thing, but it all goes back to, if Danny Ainge thought this was a real championship team, he'd extend himself more.
Mike, before the season started, he said, I don't know if we're good enough.
Right. And he said at the trade deadline that they far exceeded his expectations. So, to which I said, they're the 3 seed in the East. Like, what do you think they were going to be, Danny?
I mean, they're on like a 58-win pace. I thought they were going to finish under.
I didn't.
I thought it was like a 47-48-win team.
Danny Ainge, again, Ainge equals Maz. Doesn't believe in the team.
It's a good statement on Maz.
Blaine in Newington. Go ahead, Blaine.
Same person.
Hey guys, love the show.
Okay, Blaine.
Is going to be the new number one for the Celtics coming up here. His step back three is absolutely unbelievable.
Okay, he said Jason Tatum's the new number one for the Celtics. His step back three is unbelievable. Whee! Yes, correct. He's great. He's awesome. The team's good. The team is good, and the Bucks are vulnerable. But if you're not going to make that little extra effort and close that gap, then, well, it's just sort of inevitable. And when the GM doesn't think you're very good to begin the year and isn't really moved off of it by a good regular season record, then what are we doing? We're just going in Maz's NBA circle. That's fine.
If the Bucks are vulnerable, what are the Celtics?
They are, what do you mean by that?
The Celtics are beyond vulnerable if the Bucks are vulnerable.
Well, they're an underdog to the Bucks.
They're going to lose to the Bucks.
Yeah, well, obviously, Danny agrees.
With or without Marvin Williams, they're losing to the Bucks.
Agreed. So why bother getting Marvin Lewis? I'm not arguing with you.
I told you, I thought they should have gotten bench help. So, to me, that's a mistake. Like, you take a shot, you never know. Giannis goes down. Who the hell knows? Giannis goes down, maybe you beat Milwaukee. You should have gotten a bench piece.
Oh,
they didn't
it.
Do that.
We can't promise you minutes. We got to get Semi on the floor. And Grant Williams? His first name?
Love Grant Williams.
And don't get me going on Grant Williams.
And Javonte.
Love Grant Williams. Maz, what do you got on Grant Williams?
Jimmy Stewart's got a better body than Grant Williams.
We don't want to risk the chemistry of our team.
It's terrible.
Marvin.
I'm a lava lamp.
Marvin, we'd love to talk to you, but our 15-man roster is full. And you should see Maine bursting at the seams. That team. That team is bursting. They can't lose. How could they lose? Danny keeps taking first-round picks and stuffing them up in Portland.
Don't forget, you got to protect Taco Fall.
That team's a wagon. I'm not even being sarcastic. You should see their record. But that's the Celtics. So, you know, they keep winning. They keep showing. I thought, everybody, that they're a worthy contender, but nope. Ainge/Maz, not buying.
Hold on. I get another text on my Apple Watch.
Back with more after these words.
Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go, on the Sports Hub app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Something?
I don't know. Google it, Maz.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
That's idiotic.
Now back to Felger and Maz on Boston's home for sports.
There's a reason we don't eat blue food. You've never eaten blue food. Because we eat with our eyes before we eat with our mouths. Food has to look right for us to eat it. There's a reason companies spend hundreds of millions of dollars a year on appearance and logos. They call it feng shui in the restaurant industry. When you walk into a restaurant, do you feel part of the restaurant? I had an Italian meal last night in a restaurant where they spent a lot of money to make it look Italian, and it did enhance the evening. It matters. Derek Jeter was perfect in a Yankee uniform. If you put Derek Jeter in a Oakland A's uniform, he can still hit a career 304, but he doesn't look the same. Tom Brady is a free agent. He can go anywhere. And he's a bit trapped because New England doesn't draft receivers well and they don't spend money on him. And Tom wants help. Just look at Brady in a Cowboy uniform. For an owner in Jerry Jones, oh my God, that is the number one merchandise seller in the league. That is A-Rod to the Yankees times 10 and LeBron to the Lakers times 5. It looks right. You don't think looks matter? Jerry's got an art gallery in his stadium. Margarita bars. The stadium's about appearances. I'm just saying, if Dak is asking for the money he's asking for, and Adam Schefter's saying they're going to franchise tag him, hey, franchise tagging's not cheap either. You could do worse. Right now, Tom, in my opinion, is a better quarterback. Do you understand the merch this would create?
It's our friend Colin Coward. Murray put that together for the weekend. We rack it here. Brady to the Cowboys just won't die. Just won't die, thank God. How juicy is that? How sexy is that? How hot would Brady look in that Dallas Cowboys
uniform? So Brady's going to play somewhere else the last year, and I wouldn't be shocked if it's Dallas.
Don't give up on that, Colin. He's been saying that for 4 freaking years. Don't give up on it. It got to the point, I guess last Friday, Michael Irvin said across the street that he heard from some very significant people that the Cowboys may pursue Brady. So he said that, again, down the street, to the point where over the weekend he had to clarify, because that's quite a bombshell, because you heard from some very significant people. What does that mean? And then he tweeted, quote, "I never said Jerry or anyone in the organization said this to me. It was, in all caps, not anyone with the Dallas Cowboys."
Very significant people.
So who's he talking about? The governor?
My top whores.
Who the hell is he talking about?
Trump. yeah, he's get the bat phone to the president.
So
I'm telling you, he's going to Dallas.
So that chatter continues. And whether the Cowboys are just using it as leverage against Dak Prescott or whatever the case, it's all good. It's all juicy as far as I'm concerned. And I think as an ultimate landing spot, it would be that is a place that would make sense for me.
Oh my gosh, please. Brady in a Dallas uni.
Oh my God. I mean, great. Hot.
Yeah. I mean, just from a football standpoint, really good offensive line. You got weapons there. It's a brand new coach and Mike McCarthy.
Oh,
so
the
it's
brand
a start there, but the brand,
the branding,
it would be such a coup for the league. They would sell a billion jerseys. They'd be in every primetime game.
Would they sell more Brady Cowboys jerseys or Brady Raider jerseys?
Cowboys.
Yeah, Cowboys.
Be close, though.
Cowboys.
Cowboys are truly an international brand.
Brady in the silver and black? Hot.
Dude, if Brady in a Dallas jersey doesn't get a little blood flowing to your onion.
Well, believe me.
Don't forget, Tom, I made a mistake last week when I was pitching you. Coming down here in Dallas, I told you if you wanted number 12, I'd have to have Roger Staubach killed.
Seriously. But
good news. I plumb forgot we here in Dallas don't retire numbers.
I mean, again, take you know, for Patriots.
But hold it, it's true. They don't have to pull down Staubach's number because.
That's right. We don't retire numbers, and now I don't have to have Staubach killed. Make a lot of money on merch. Pay us a lot of whores.
Go ahead, Nance.
No, seriously, that'll. Brady in Dallas? You're talking about a caramelized onion right there.
Okay, so here's some of your Brady updates. Everyone continues to say they're going to he's going to free agency. This is going past the 18th. He is going to free agency. Ian Rappaport on the NFL Network. This was within the last couple of hours. Had this analysis / report, I guess. Go ahead.
Well, there is a pretty good reason that owner Robert Kraft and Tom Brady, who have worked closely on several deals in the past, there's a reason why the option was to allow Brady to test free agency, to not get franchised, to not get transitioned, just to have a clear path toward free agency. And from what I understand, Kraft's thinking on this was basically if the sides came together, if Brady decided that the Patriots were his best option after testing free agency, and if Bill Belichick, who of course is making the decisions for New England, if he decides that Brady is his best option at this price, then in the end, after all of this, after going through everything, then it will mean that it's basically meant to be and that it's the best thing for all sides. Kraft wanted them to get apart, to see what's out there, and try to come together in the middle, and the hope is if that works out for 2020, that everyone will be happy they went through the process.
Okay, so I don't quite, I'm not 100% sure what the point there is. Could it, in other words, is Robert's plan that ultimately you're going to decide that you need each other and want each other, but for you to fully know that, you've got to see what the other side looks like. So Tom, for you to fully buy back in here and believe that this is the best place for you, you need to have a full, honest chance to see what everything else looks like around you. And so take your free agent visits, get your free agent offers, and after that, you'll find out that we are the best place for you. Similarly, Bill, you investigate the other quarterbacks in the league, you see who's available, you see what your plan is, and then you'll see that Brady's the best plan for us, and that will bring you closer together and a more honest, straightforward agreement where you both believe in each other because you've both had the chance, honest, real chance, to do something else and go somewhere else, and that's our best path to an extended union. Is that what that is?
I mean, I think that's what he's getting at. I don't think I believe it, though.
Go ahead.
I mean, I particularly don't believe it from Bill's point of view. I might believe it from Brady's point of view, that Tom needs to get courted because, again, one of the things we're hearing in this story is that Tom needs Bill to show some level of appreciation for him. And the only way to do that might be to go to market, and then Bill has to acquiesce and say, okay, Tom, this is how we value you. But in Bill's case, I think if you give Bill, you open the door for Bill to go talk to other people, Bill's going to say, screw you, I don't need you, I'm going with this person. That's what I think. I think it just opens a door for Bill to walk. No, you want to say that.
I mean, for Bill to
move on. I'm sorry, for Bill to move on from Brady. Right, to move on from Brady. And if you wanted to tell me that frame the market financially and that Kraft believes in some level of that, that this will help put Brady's salary into context and we can meet somewhere in the middle, sure, there's a chance that that could work. But if Belichick has the power to walk away from Tom Brady in this, I don't think that helps the cause. I disagree with that part of it. I think if you empower Bill to walk away from the table, he will.
Meanwhile, finally, here's the last thing I'll give you this segment. Dan Cilio, who does a radio show where? I'm sorry.
Nowhere. He's consistently unemployed. I think he's just doing a Twitch stream right now.
Why would you just...
Because I think he sucks, but go ahead.
I think he's amazing. And I'll believe everything that he says.
Okay.
Why do you do that? Well, you see, we here embrace all the reporting. And if it's proven to be wrong down the road, then it's wrong.
Or it'll get ignored. But go ahead.
We did a mom Facebook group one day.
Absolutely. Not afraid of it. This is a legit talk show host. And I trust those guys implicitly. I don't know, but is he employed?
No.
So a free agent talk show host, Dan Cilio.
He's down on his luck.
Says who? Maybe he's just weighing his options. Tweeted moments ago. 2 hours ago. 3 hours ago. Patriots are having conversations with the Bengals. Draft picks for A.J. Dalton and A.J. Green.
Andy Dalton and A.J. Green.
What did I say?
A.J. Dalton.
Andy Dalton and A.J. Green. My opinion, it's a reach, but the Patriots have to have a plan B if they move on from Brady.
Before you say anything else.
I don't. Why would they be talking draft picks for A.J. Green as a free agent?
Okay. Before you go on, I want to interject at this time to tell you that hot takes are brought to you by Rodenheiser Home Services. Go to rodenheiser.com to learn more. Because I actually heard this a few weeks ago. I knew you would roll your eyes at this.
Seriously.
I did.
What are you doing?
I heard this a few weeks ago.
You might want to put that in the email chain or something?
Well, I didn't. The A.J. Green part of it, I didn't deem to be likely. Well,
I mean, I don't get it. He's a free agent. Why would you talk draft picks for A.J. Green?
Exactly, which is why I didn't necessarily bring it to the air at that particular point in time. But since Dan Cilio put it out there, what the hell? Let's go with it.
Ever since you got this Apple Watch.
And in the wake of the Danny Ainge development in the last half hour, I figure it's a good time to jump in with it.
I don't yeah. Seriously.
I did. I heard this a while ago. That they might be interested in Dalton and Green both. Now, I don't know if that means that the Bengals would franchise Green and then trade him, and the Celtics would
that's
cut
how, that, the Patriots. Yeah, that's how that would work, right?
Okay, the Patriots would then, 40
keep going.
Would the Patriots would then cut a deal with Green for a new contract?
Right.
And that they get, two for the price of one.
Pekaj, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm just tossing it out there.
Man. Well, look, we have Peter King. I mean, Peter King ain't just going to throw that against the wall. He said it weeks ago.
I mean, that thing got real hot there going into the Super Bowl. You heard that from multiple people that, Andy Dalton's name getting thrown around with the Patriots.
Yes, and I just heard it from, media types who weren't reporting it, but, okay, you heard it too. So what are all you people? You just, texting each other on your Apple Watches?
I'm telling you, this thing's the greatest thing ever. You got to get one of these. Seriously, it's awesome.
So Andy Dalton to the Patriots to me is real.
I know. You want that so bad.
I do, and I do. I don't want A.J. Green. F off with A.J. Green. I don't need that. I don't want the Bengals. I don't need the Bengals here. But I would take Andy Dalton with Bill Belichick to shut all you people up, and just have Bill stuff it down your throat on the quarterback thing. Oh, we can't get rid of Brady. Well, you know what? I'm going to bring in Andy Dalton and still win the division.
There's already enough of them here. Rex Burkhead.
Or
Muhammad
Sanu. Oh, I think the Andy Dalton part of this is absolutely real.
Or have Belichick fall on his face with Andy Dalton, and then I'll take the bullet. I was wrong, but then really hammer Bill for it. Either way, I think it's all. I mean, I'm so ready for this.
I don't know if I believe the A.J. Green part of it either, but I believe the Dalton part.
So Dan Cilio added to the list. I mean, Peter King, again, said it weeks ago. And Maz got on his Apple Watch over a month ago and held it from us for whatever reason.
Well, again, I try to filter through the real and not real.
Right. Brady Watch. There's your Brady Watch update. He's going to free agency, according to everybody. He's going to free agency. And what does that mean? Add it to the list of everything we're talking about. Calls after Murray's update.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I hate jokes. We're not taking jokes.
That joke blew.
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Tom Brady is intent on getting to free agency. This is why he wanted that in his deal in August when they couldn't come to that long-term extension. He said, no franchise, no transitional tag. I want to control my own destiny. You're not going to control me. And I think as he gets closer to this, you just keep hearing from people around him that, look, this is something that he wants. He's never had this opportunity. Now, maybe that's a leverage play, Andrew. Maybe he's just trying to push the Patriots to put all their chips on the table. I could see that being a possibility. But again, having never been here before, there's a whole other world out there. He spent 20 years in New England. He's been dealing with Bill Belichick. It's been a great marriage, although, like any marriage, plenty of friction. And maybe he just says, we can't do any more here. We've done all we need to do. Maybe it's time for me to explore somewhere else.
Mike Giardi, Tom Brady's going to free agency, which, I mean, I don't know what that I think if he goes to free agency, he's gone.
That's what I think.
I mean, that's usually the way it works, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. I mean, you know, you're talking a player of that magnitude asked to go to market, which, again, is what really the whole thing that happened at the end of training camp, or at least when we found it out, that the Patriots and Brady had a negotiation. Brady asked that the Patriots no longer possess the right to franchise him, which meant Brady could go to market. Once that happened to me, all bets were off. All bets were off. Now he can go, you know, he can go out there and be wooed and swayed and all kinds of stuff. And so typically, guys who go to market after a length of time with one team, they walk.
Okay. The Brady watch, Celtics, and their continued reluctance to give up minutes, players, draft picks to improve the team. Ainge agrees with Maz. Ainge is Maz on the table. And the Mookie Betts stuff. Back to your calls on all of it here on a re-entry Monday presented by East Boston Savings Bank. Dakota in Braintree on the Celtics. Go ahead, Dakota.
Maybe the main Red Claws and Wick and Kyle Uecker and everybody are looking for that next NBA franchise, and they develop a great foundation of an expansion team coming out of Maine.
I'm telling you, that Red Claws team cannot be beat.
Hey, and didn't we, Tony, you remember this, and Mike, I'm not sure if you were here in the area in 1990.
Sure.
But the famous Lou Gorman quote.
Where would we play him? Yeah.
What would we do with Willie McGee?
Where would we put him? Yep.
And he only won the National League batting title and then helped Oakland to, I think, a World Series. Maybe they won in 1990. Not sure.
They lost.
They did. Oh, that's the Reds' four-game sweep, right?
Just keep going.
Okay, so as for Bertrands, on the surface, you were talking about that they wouldn't give up two first-round picks for Bertrands. I actually going to agree with the Celtics. I think they would have if it just had to be for two first-round picks. But Bertrands is making $7 million. That means, you know what? They have to give up Poirier, Edwards, and Javonte Green to make the money part work, plus the two first-round picks.
So what?
So what?
No, I understand, so what? My point is, they don't even want to part with anybody on the buyout market, okay? And here they are, have to throw three guys with two first-round picks to Bertrands. And as for what guy gets cut, Poirier has a two-year guaranteed contract. Javonte Green has 2 years, but it's partially guaranteed.
Dakota, so anybody, who cares? Anybody, Dakota, why are we talking about? I'm sorry to cut you off. I don't care. And I'm frustrated that's even a conversation. You have a real chance to go to the NBA Finals. It doesn't matter whether it's Green or Poirier or whether it's 2 years guaranteed or one or whatever the F. You make those little fringe moves to help put you over the top when you're that kind of team, unless you don't believe you're that kind of team, in which case, this is where we are with Danny Ainge. He doesn't believe they're that kind of team. Boy, that blows.
So I just think you're overstating their chances of going to the NBA Finals.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No. I personally believe that they have a really good chance to go to the NBA Finals. Apparently, Ainge agrees with you. They don't.
Yeah, I wouldn't say really good chance. So again, you can have it.
I know, right.
You're saying it's an opinion. I get it.
Exactly.
You're entitled to have your opinion, even if it's wrong.
Right.
Listen, I don't disagree with the idea that they should add. I told you, they should add some bench help. So I'm surprised that they didn't add some bench help. And the scenario that he just described, you got to throw in Poirier and fine, whatever.
Who cares?
Like, absolutely you would make that. To me, I would make that trade. Why they didn't, you know, to me, clearly they don't think that that piece would make a difference.
Here's Aldo and Ludlow. Hi, Aldo.
Hey, guys. I was wondering, have you heard anything about the Cincinnati debacle?
No, you mean
the
cheating
penalties
thing?
Coming?
No, have not.
No, but I'm glad. I just wanted to touch base. That explanation you guys are referring to about Ian Rappaport's report about the whole debacle here with the Tom Brady and the Robert Kraft thing. Thank God 22 years ago when my wife came home to tell me she was a cheater, that she didn't give me that aspect of it, telling me she was trying new people to see if it was okay to leave.
Aldo, I don't quite get the analogy, but I'm sorry for your... What happened there?
Well, that was 22 years ago, but the explanation of the Patriots letting Tom go out there to see what's out there. You understand my analogy?
Oh, no,
now?
I do. Yeah, go ahead, Wood. Go play the field, see how it is, and then come back to me. I think in that case, I'm toast.
Oh, I know I'm toast.
There's no shot.
Yeah, she. I told you, I was away for the weekend. I came back. I'm surprised she was there.
God.
He wanted to know the truth. I'm like, oof.
I ain't doing that. No way. But I do wonder, if just back to the Dan Cilio thing and the Peter King thing, you know, Andy Dalton to the Patriots has to be a trade, or if A.J. Green's involved in any franchise and trade or whatever. You know, the Zach Taylor there and the Bengals coaching staff was pissed. Now, apparently the owner, Mike Brown, and Bill have a good relationship and whatnot, and so they could probably deal on that level, but the football people were red hot on the Patriots.
It's a good point.
So are they in a place to do a deal like that? They've got to sort of bridge that. They got to mend fences there, I think.
I mean, the Bengals, if it's good for the Bengals, though, what difference does it make? Right?
In other words, no, but still, I mean, obviously, but sometimes mad at someone.
Right. I'm saying that if I were the owner, I would say to the coach,
let it go.
Right. Right. Swallow your pride. If this is good for us, it's good for us. Now, do they have the capacity to do that? They are, after all, the Bengals. Who the hell knows? But, you know, to me, Dalton is real. That Peter King didn't just throw that out there for the hell of it.
No.
That thing is real. That is real. Oh, and the Bengals obviously have the number one pick, and they're going to get the next quarterback.
I can't wait. I can't wait for you to win the division with Andy Dalton.
I mean, if you were to sit here today and say to me, Brady left. Okay, Brady's gone. Who's the next guy? Andy Dalton, to me, is the favorite.
Ugh.
I think Murray, who do you put ahead of him?
I don't know.
I'm saying handicap the field.
Oh, right. You're probably right. With the veterans that are out there, whether it's him, Mariota, Bridgewater, or anyone else. It's probably going to be Andy Dalton.
Yuck.
Considering how people are talking to him. I'm with you, Eck.
Come on, Eck.
Yep. Andy Dalton right now, if you ask me, is the leader in the clubhouse, assuming Tom Brady's not in the field.
Oh, am I in?
What a
yuck. Okay, coming up next, it is a reentry Monday presented by East Boston Savings Bank. Here on a reentry Monday, here on a Felgram Avenue presented by DraftKings. I want to give you a Bruins minute, okay? Quickly, weigh in on a suspension they suffered over the weekend and trade deadlines coming up. And according to sources from Joe McDonald, the Bruins have discussed Joe Thornton.
Yuck.
Your thoughts, my thoughts on all of this. Oh no, what? Oh,
come on. What? Are you getting another text on that damn
kid? I'll wait.
Oh my God.
I'm teasing you.
This is awesome.
Our thoughts on all that after these words.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Felger and Maz.
I love it.
You were right, Maz.
I just keep loving it more and more.
Bored my listeners to death.
I finally feel alive.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
Sounds good.
Saturday afternoon in Boston, Bruins defenseman Jeremy Lozon was assessed a match penalty for an illegal check to the head of Coyotes forward Derek Stepan. It is important to note that the head is the main point of contact on this hit. While Lozon does graze Stepan's upper chest simultaneously with the head contact, the brunt of the force of this hit is delivered by Lozon's shoulder directly to Stepan's head. It is also important to note that the head contact here was avoidable. To summarize, this is an illegal check to the head. Lozon has been neither fined nor suspended previously in his 23-game NHL career. The Department of Player Safety has suspended Jeremy Lozon for 2 games.
Okay, so here's your Bruins minute. I don't want to spend too much time on the Jeremy Lozon suspension. I mean, it's 2 games. Other than to say, if that's now worth 2 games, boy, has the league changed. I mean,
and 2 games for a first time offender, too. Like,
that really was not much of a hit.
No, I'll tell you, though, when I saw it, I said, this is what happens in the league now.
Yeah.
That's how I felt. Like, once you hit the head, you're cooked.
You know, I mean, I don't think it's unfair necessarily. I just think it's an indication of where the league is, which, I mean, I'm sorry, 5 years ago, 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago, that hit doesn't warrant a second look. Like a good, clean hockey hit. But now, he comes in with a little too much force, a little bit behind him, and catches a little bit of the head. And that's 2 games, and that's the way business is done. I'm sure you know, Mike and Woburn and others will find inconsistencies where they didn't give two games for every hit like that. All I'm saying is, boy, that is... The players can't complain about the league not trying to make the league safer, because if that's two games now, then boy, what can you do in that league?
I mean, it's almost like you really can't hit a guy against the boards.
Seriously.
No, that's really what that felt like to me. Like, you, guys on the boards, you can't hit them.
Little bit behind, came up a little bit, grazed the head, got part of the head, but...
It just felt to me like the overall force made Stefan's head hit the glass. That's what it was. He got him on the shoulder, got a hair, like a tick of the head, but it was more about the force than anything else. In two games, I get it. That's the league now, but that's ridiculous.
So, and, you know, the department safety said it was avoidable. So, like, that's the big thing. It's true. Like, you lined the guy up and you clocked him, and the puck was gone, and you weren't going to get anything out of the play. So why are you hitting him there? So that's really, to Maz's point, I mean, they just don't want you clocking people along the boards.
No, they don't. Again, unless it's like playoffs and the puck is right there. Otherwise, they're going to nail you on that one now.
Okay, so that's item number one. We talked about the rinky-dink offsides against Bergeron yesterday. Frustrating.
Can I just add one small thing on the Lozon hit?
Sure.
One very small thing.
Yeah.
Part of me is happy to see it. I mean, you're talking about a young kid. He's got some promise.
Oh, yeah. No, that he lined him up like that. That he had the ass. He had taken a penalty. He had just gotten out of the box. Came in on a partial break, missed the net, and was kind of pissed.
Yep.
And he took it out on Derek Stefan. Good.
They could use a young guy with a little edge.
Yeah.
I don't mind that.
No, excellent point. I feel the same way.
And McAvoy's got some edge, too. But this was, you know, this guy's just now trying to get his feet in there. And I don't mind that. Anyway, go ahead.
I'm with you. It's an excellent point. And I don't care about the loss to Detroit yesterday. I think it means that. I think, like, losing to Detroit on the second of back-to-backs has the same weight to me as losing in overtime or in a shootout, which is means nothing about nothing. You're not going to face Detroit in the playoffs. You're not going to have back-to-backs afternoon matinees against bad teams in the playoffs. Just like you're not going to have a shootout or a 3-on-3 in the playoffs means nothing. I could care less about the loss. The offsides was frustrating. This is what I want to talk about. Joe McDonald in The Athletic writes over the weekend, on a day when the Bruins honored current captain Zdeno Chara for 1,500 games in the NHL and 1,000 with Boston, that happened over the weekend. I just want to parenthetically say that Zdeno Chara has become my favorite athlete in Boston for many reasons, but Zdeno Chara is now my favorite athlete in Boston. It took a while. That was an evolving opinion, but I'm there with him now. I think he's just the consummate pro. Anyway, on that day, it makes one wonder whether the organization would consider bringing back another of its one-time captains for the stretch run and Stanley Cup playoffs. Joe McDonald writes, imagine Joe Thornton back in a black and gold sweater. It's a long shot, but weirder things have happened, he says. GM Don Sweeney has his priorities leading up to the February 24th trade deadline, and those include possibly adding a top six forward and maybe some depth on the blue line. But the team has also at least pondered how Thornton might fit on the current roster, according to multiple persons with knowledge of the club's thinking. So let me just stop there. That's the money line right there. According to multiple sources of Joe McDonald's, the team has considered Joe Thornton and how he would fit on the roster. Thumbs up or thumbs down on Joe Thornton on the Bruins?
Part of me loves the idea, but I'm a thumbs down.
I am a double thumbs down.
Yuck.
Thank you, Jimmy.
And I'll tell you why. I've told you they need size. Thornton 6'4", 220. I mean, you know, and... But you know what? He doesn't play 6'4", 220. So that's a big guy who plays smaller than he is, which is why ultimately I say no.
Yeah, you just live this with Rick Nash. It's a washed-up bottom six player. Like, don't fall in love with the name and what he was. I'm a no, just for that. And the other thing is, it's bad enough you got to worry about the black cat and goal. And now you want to bring back a guy who's got the stink of perpetual playoff failure oozing out of his pores. I'm good. I'll pass on Joe Thornton. Thank you very much.
Tell you what, though, it'd be a hell of a moment, wouldn't it? In the building?
The story.
I've spent some time thinking about this. I'll give you my thought. Thumbs up, thumbs down on Joe Thornton after Murray's 90-second update, no commercials.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.